This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The escalation of violence in Myanmar as authorities crack down on protests against the February 1st coup is adding to pressure for more sanctions against the junta, but countries are struggling over how to best confront military leaders near to global condemnation. The challenge is complicated by fears of harming ordinary citizens who are already suffering from economic slump worsened by the pandemic. Past sanctions have had limited impact, and Myanmar's neighbors, its biggest trading partners, have sought to avoid them. But activists and experts say there are ways to ramp up pressure on the regime, especially by cutting off sources of funding and access to the tools of repression. Pope Francis walked through a narrow alley in Iraq's holy city of Najaf for a historic meeting with the country's top Shiite clerics Saturday, and together they delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence in the country still reeling from back-to-back conflicts over the past decade. In a gesture both simple and profound, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani welcomed Francis into his Spartan home. The 90-year-old cleric, one of the most eminent among Shiites worldwide, afterward said Christians should live in peace in Iraq and enjoy the same rights as other Iraqis. The Vatican said Francis thanked al-Sistani for having raised his voice in defense of the weakest and most persecuted during some of the most violent times in Iraq's recent history. In a camp at the U.S.-Mexico border, some asylum seekers were told by officials that the U.S. government may reopen their cases and they would eventually be able to enter the U.S. to wait out the asylum process. The new opening for people previously denied came as Mexican authorities worked